This morning, British police in northeast England arrested six more men suspected of recruiting terrorists. Authorities say the arrests were part of an ongoing inquiry into international terrorism and that the suspects are not likely to be directly linked to September 11th. The crackdown follows reports that U.S. authorities are holding at least four Britons, three at Guantanamo Bay, on suspicion of being Taliban or Al-Qaeda fighters. Three of the detained Britons are from the same city in England. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Was it coincidence or design that three young British Muslims captured by American special forces all grew up together in the West Midlands town of Tipton? 24-year-old Shafiq Rasool and 20-year-old Isaf Iqbal are thought to have gone to Afghanistan within weeks of September 11th. They are now prisoners at the U.S. Naval Base in Cuba. 20-year-old Ruhal Ahmed is being detained in the former Taliban stronghold of Kandahar, where U.S. soldiers are mopping up resistance in Afghanistan. The three suspected Taliban sympathizers lived within a half a mile of each other and attended the same high school in Tipton, located in England's Black Country, so named for the Industrial Revolution. The men are described as soccer fanatics who played for a local team. As teenagers, they reportedly rarely went to mosque and had their moments of rebellion, smoking and drinking. But Mohammed Akram Chowdhury, a friend of the Rasool family, says Shafiq Rasool was no Taliban fighter.
He can't even hold the rifle, never mind fighting. He never seen the rifle. He's a law student in Birmingham.
Shafiq Rasool reportedly dropped out of law school and last October told his family of plans to study computers in Pakistan, where he had relatives. It was cheaper than Britain. Family friends describe the 24-year-old as more likely to go to Charlie Brown's nightclub in Birmingham than go to some fundamentalist Pakistani forum. Habib Rasool insists his brother could not have been part of Al-Qaeda and wants him returned to Britain from the controversial high-security camp on Guantanamo.
He was not radical in any way, shape or form. He had nothing to do, nothing against Americans or anybody like that. He was very, very westernized.
In a story riddled with inconsistencies, Shariq Rasool's family denies reports that he was associated with a gang, the Tipton Asian Terror Squad, which fought white racists. British press reports say that Islamic fundamentalists have been concentrating recruiting efforts on the toughest members of such gangs. Writer and commentator Farouk Dowdy says there is little doubt the direction for such recruitment is coming from the more radical mosques in the country. And he says there are dozens in Britain being used to foment not only terror abroad, but unrest at home too. Dowdy points to last summer's riots in Bradford, Oldham and Burnley.
Certainly, there might have been an element of deprivation, and there might have been an element of provocation, but all the wretched commissions that have been put in there to examine it do not hit on the one central factor that to get a riot and a determination organized, there had to be an infrastructural mosque or extra mosque society doing it. And I know it to be true.
The arrests today of another half a dozen terror suspects in North England deepen fears in Britain that the country is fertile recruiting ground for Muslim extremists. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.